This is Maria with The Why, from Success to Startup Show, bringing you the whys of entrepreneurship on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com. Hello, welcome to Startup to Success. My guest today is Irit Hamdani, who's an entrepreneur and founder of Ask Belinda, a Google Chrome extension helping consumers find and buy reliably sustainable products while they're shopping online. Irit, I'm so excited to have you on the show.
Oh my God. Thank you for having me.
Google extension, Chrome extension? Come on, that's like pretty techie. I can't wait to dive into all the techie parts of what you're doing. But before we start, I love starting out with what inspired you? What's the why behind Ask Belinda?
Yeah, absolutely. So it started a few years ago when I was kind of on my personal journey to for a more sustainable lifestyle. So I was just looking into the products that we're using around the house, our laundry detergent, the cleaners that we're using, the shampoo, soaps, et cetera, and so on. And I was looking into it and trying to find, what is like more sustainable products that are out there. What sustainable means, what ingredients go into the products, how they're packaging them, where they're shipping them from. And I found out that it's really difficult to figure this out. It's not publicly available. You're shopping on Amazon. It's really hard to find the right product. So I was doing all this research for my personal use, and coming from a technical background, I thought, why not have this available for everyone? So that's kind of how I started. And it's a roller coaster ride, I can tell you that.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, I wouldn't even know where to begin, but obviously your background as a computer science major with honors from Tel Aviv University, that's huge. It's pretty impressive. So what did you do before this, before starting Ask Belinda?
So I worked at a telecommunications software company for 25 years, going through many different roles. I started out as a developer, then became more customer facing roles, a pre-sale solution architect. It's a great company. It's a large corporate. I learned so much. And some of that kind of is in the back of my mind when I'm working on Ask Belinda.
I was going to say, it looks like everything you've done there prepared you for Ask Belinda. So I'm sure the listeners are curious to walk us through some of the process, I guess, not so much the technical process of, building a Chrome extension, because that's definitely, you have to be, a developer to understand that. But just what were some of the steps that you took to turn your idea and sort of productize it?
Yeah, absolutely. So there is a lot that goes into vetting the companies and the products that they're selling. So we have put together a very thorough process of what to look for when we vet companies, because we really want the Ask Belinda to recommend trustworthy products, right? There's so much what's called greenwashing out there, where companies claim to be sustainable and give you misleading terms that make you feel like you're buying the right product, but in the end, you may not be. So there's a very thorough vetting process that we go through. And we actually look at a whole number of criteria. So the ingredients that goes into it, where is it manufactured? What is the packaging? How recyclable is it? And then also beyond that, we look at the social aspects of the company. So are they treating their employees fairly? Are they committed to diversity and inclusion? We look at so many different aspects and cross-reference it and make sure that what goes into our database is really reliably sustainable. So to answer your question, that was the first step, right? Getting, and we're growing the product database all the time. So getting the right process in place. Then obviously the tech itself. So I do come from a software development background, but all of the things that I did with developing the Chrome extension is all things that I learned just recently. There's a lot of new platforms out there, and software technology has changed a lot over the last 15 years. So there was a lot that went into developing it. And again, I'm continuously adding more features and more functionality and fixing things. Then, so I was kind of working on my own. So now I have a team. The team is made up of a sustainability expert that I'm consulting with. I now have a marketing agency that I'm working with, and they are doing so much social media, PR, redesigning the website, brand awareness, and so on. And we're actually launching a kind of marketing campaign in the next few weeks.
That's awesome. Thank you for walking us through the steps and making it seem so simple. Well, I know it's not simple at all. It's pretty hard. So who exactly would be your ideal customer? And well, I have two questions. Let's talk about that. And then I want to talk about the brands that you guys are reviewing and sort of putting through this vigorous process of you guys sort of approving them, right, as sustainable, as sustainable companies or brands. So first, let's start off, who can use and benefit your askbelinda.com and then the Chrome extension?
Right. So the initial Chrome extension that's out right now works on Amazon. So while you're shopping on Amazon, it pops up and suggests sustainable alternatives. We wanted to make it as easy as possible for someone shopping on Amazon to just go in and click. They see all the reasons why we recommend this product, so they know that, you know, it's reliably sustainable. And so the ideal customer would be young parents to young kids, 25 to 40, obviously shopping on Amazon, living here in the US, people that care about the environment, care about the world they're leaving to their kids, you know, care about living a healthy lifestyle. Technically, an extension only works on your desktop. So you need to be, you know, ordering on your desktop and not on your phone. A mobile app will come later.
That's amazing. And so right now it's only working with Amazon, but eventually are you planning to extend this to Google Shopping and other?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you're shopping on Target or on Walmart or just searching on Google, I'd want it to, you know, pop up and help you find the right product.
Oh my God, I can't even imagine like the complication of that, of how you like, it seems so complicated, but I give you so much credit for doing something like this. Cause I think one of the reasons why we don't have anything like this is because it does seem and probably is so complicated, because it's almost like having two different companies within one company, right? Because that you need one entire company to work on the sustainability and vetting out these companies, making sure that they are sustainable as they're saying, and then you've got the tech part to it. When you started out, did you just start out on your own with your own funding, or did you from the beginning seek out investors? And, you know,
So it's still budgeted only by me right now and kind of at the bootstrap stage, but I am now actively reaching out to investors, angel investors for pre-seed. That's my target because, you know, I can only do so much, you know, I only have so many hours, so many days a week, but I really want to hire a head of product to really build the roadmap and define the product. I want to hire a CTO that could do the development and take that off my plate so that I can focus on building the company and getting it off the ground.
Amazing. You know, I think one, maybe they could be a potential investor. I think RetailMeNot would definitely be interested in your company and what you're offering. So think of that route also, where you could always, you know, connect with, because they all already have the Chrome and theirs is pretty much the coupons, like, you know, as you're shopping, if you have the Chrome extension, RetailMeNot pops up and says, use this coupon, use that coupon. And then you just kind of automatically apply. So you don't have to go online and search for coupons. It just automatically finds it for you and then applies it while you're on that website. And so I, when you were talking about the Chrome extension and how it's doing that, I could just envision it all kind of being combined in a sense. So just a thought, I'm just throwing it out there.
And if you
need connections, I can definitely help you, because RetailMeNot a while ago was one of my favorite clients for marketing and advertising. So I'm very familiar with their company. I've been to their headquarters. I love their mission and vision and all of that. So wonderful company to consider. Now let's walk through the process of, I don't want to jump into marketing too fast, but like, as you were thinking about this, and it obviously, like, at least from my perspective, it just seems so unlimited the amount of things you could do with this, right? Because eventually you can get businesses, and if I'm not sure if you're already doing this, get them certified, you know, all of that. Like, how did you manage to sort of simplify this complicated but yet amazing idea that can just grow and grow and grow and help in so many different ways? How did you simplify it so that you can take one tiny step at a time and actually get the ball rolling? Just walk us through your mindset and the way you sort of put the whole thing together so that it can start getting some traction.
Yeah, sure. So the companies we're primarily looking at are companies that are sustainable from the start, that they were established with sustainability in mind, that they care about the environment, that they wanted to provide alternatives to the large corporations that are putting products out there. So that's already kind of, you know, a head up, and we know that they're probably doing the right thing. We still thoroughly vet everyone, but we started with them. And we also started category by category. So we started with household, like I said, toilet paper towels, all-purpose cleaners, those types of products. Then we started expanding into personal care, so shampoos, conditioners, and so on. And now we're looking at clothing products. So we're also targeting products that are products that you know, everyday people consume, and not we're not promoting more consumerism. We're looking at products that people are going to buy anyway, and we'd want them to buy sustainable alternatives. And that's how bite size we're going, product line by product line, and adding more and more companies and more products from those companies.
I love that. Now, can a company reach out to you and say, hey, can you guys
absolutely
company, and what would they need to provide you, or is it all on you to do the research?
Companies that are sustainable or are considering themselves sustainable usually have a report that they put out to their investors. So they would start out by sending that and any other information that they already have available. And then we use that information, again, cross-reference it, check, have our whole list. But absolutely, companies can reach out, and some companies already have been reaching out. So I can, you know, you'll include the link to our email, and they can just send over a request.
Amazing. Now, can smaller companies reach out to you too? I know I have a health and wellness brand, and we're trying to do everything we can to be sustainable, but I don't have a report to show my sustainability because I'm not that company is not that big to, you know, we don't have a board members and all of that. It's still a startup. How would a small company like that go about it?
So a lot of the companies that we're recommending are very small companies. Sometimes it's really a family-owned business. But most of them, because they want to do it right, most of them are getting certified, right? That we've vetted close to 100 different certifications that are out there. Some are more difficult to receive than others, but they typically follow a process or follow a certification procedure. We would start from there.
That was going to be my next question. Do you have a part or a section within your company where you can help some of these brands understand which certifications matter? As the founder of my health and wellness brand, Roma Leaf, I have a hard time figuring out which certification is best to get. It's just so overwhelming when you start researching, and it's just so confusing. And I get frustrated when I have very little time to allocate to figure out, okay, I need to get two certifications by end of, let's say, June. Well, just the search research part takes forever. And then I get frustrated and it just gets pushed back and back and back. What suggestion do you have, or any shortcuts for people like us?
Well, I can see it from your side that it could be daunting. To be truthful, we don't have like a consulting service just yet that can help you out. I can definitely put together a list based on, you know, your industry and shoot it over that, you know, these would be the top five that I would consider if I were you. Another thing that you can do that any small business can do is help do what's called a carbon offset, right? So every company, everything is in the end having some kind of negative impact on the environment, right? You have a laptop, you have electricity, you have a car, whatever. And so there are amazing companies out there, and I've signed up with a company called Acclimate that are also based here in Denver, coincidentally. And so what they do is they calculate, you put in all the data, they calculate what your carbon footprint is, and then they give you a list of programs that you can support. In the end, you're putting dollars into programs that do forestation, renewable energy, clean water programs. And so at least you're putting back into the environment you're offsetting the harm that you're doing.
Wow, I never knew that you could do that. That's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that. Now, going back to, obviously, you know, you're targeting moms and shoppers and women and or just men too who are buying stuff for their household. How has the marketing been in terms of trying to create awareness that your Chrome extension exists and they can use it? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we're right in the midst of a lot of hard work that's being done. So we have a Facebook page, a Facebook group, an Instagram page, and they're putting a lot of valuable content on those channels. We also have the sustainability expert that I mentioned before. She's doing Facebook Lives every other week and giving some valuable information. And we have many other channels that we're reaching out to and PR and so on. And so we're really trying to create as much brand awareness as possible before kind of this larger campaign launch. We're also reaching out to a lot of the companies that we're recommending and getting them aware. So some of them don't even know that I'm recommending their product. So now we're kind of connecting the dots. I gave the marketing agency an ambitious target of getting to 1,000 quality downloads within this campaign. And the reason being, I really want to verify the revenue model behind it. I want to see how consumers are using it just by the way that they behave with it and the feedback that they're giving. We can improve the product based on that. So that's what we're doing around marketing. And it's really interesting.
Amazing. I'm sure they'll reach that goal so easily. What's the one thing that you think you figured out in your journey, especially now at this point, that you know you think could take you to the next level?
So it's the marketing. I do a lot of things. Product management, development, testing—I do a lot of things, but marketing is not my strong set. My strong skill set. So, I knew from the beginning, but it's only just recently that I engaged them, and it's amazing. So many things that they're doing that I wouldn't have even thought of. So that's really, you know, something that I needed to go out and get, and I'm really amazed by the work that they've been doing.
Amazing. You know, you're one of the very first guests that mentioned that to me, because a lot of times I ask this question to a lot of guests that I'm interviewing, because I want the listeners to have a takeaway, something that they can learn from you that you figured out that took your business to the next level. And it's so crazy how people from different industries, different capabilities, different education levels, a lot of times they don't put as much thought into marketing as they need to, and they do their job really well, and they may be one of the best in their fields, but then it's all about marketing, it's all about strategic planning and being tactical and knowing how to promote what it is that you're doing, how you're solving a problem through other people, not through you, because nobody wants to listen to you. No, and obviously, you know, it's not that nobody wants to listen to you. It's just that if I'm promoting my health and wellness brand and I'm the only one talking about it, no one wants to listen to me constantly talking about it. They want to hear it from other people. They want other people's opinions. Obviously, it's my company. I'm going to brag about it. But when it comes from different people and it starts, you start hearing from about it and you start seeing it on social media, you start hearing it on podcasts, on radio, on Sirius XM, you're seeing it on billboards, you're seeing it on OTT, on VOD, like all these different multi-omni-channel platforms, then you're just like, well, let me check this brand out. So I'm glad you're prioritizing marketing. I know for a fact that, you know, that's going to help. You're definitely on the right track. And I'm excited for you. I think your Chrome extension is probably going to be the next, you know, kind of retail me not type of extension that a lot of people use to save money when they're in stores and stuff. What's one takeaway that you could share with your, with our listeners, in terms of building out something like this? Obviously your background is extremely helpful and some people may have the same background, but others may not have the techie background and they may have similar ideas. What advice do you have for them?
So maybe I'll answer slightly differently if that's okay. Maybe I'll talk more about how to live a more sustainable lifestyle.
Yes.
Because I think a lot of people think it's an all or nothing. So either they, you know, live off the grid and, you know, grow their own food, or they're not sustainable enough and then they don't even try, right? And so my advice is, you know, just take one step at a time. Just find that one product that you're using that has very good high quality, sustainable alternatives, and just swap that out. And then, you know, after a while, you know, change another one and just do it step by step. You know, don't use single use plastics. Just take a journey of one step at a time. And then after some time, you'll see that you're already changing your lifestyle and living, you know, a much better, you know, in line with what the planet needs.
I love it. And I love that not only are you an inspiring entrepreneur, but you're also doing something so amazing that we so badly need all of us to implement more in our lives, more in our companies, and just start being more sustainable and just take a moment and just read and understand what you're buying, who you're buying it from, and how it's impacting our world for our future generations. It's been a pleasure. I am so honored to have you on this show, honestly. And I wish you so much luck, Irit. So much luck with your company. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
My pleasure. And we'll have everything in the show notes, but if you can just mention how our listeners can learn more about Ask Belinda, that would be awesome.
So as I was telling you before we started, you're Maria with a Y. I'm also Ask Belinda with a Y. So easiest would be to go to the website. So it's askaskbelinda.com. And from there, you can go and download the extension, look at the blogs, look at the products that we already have up there, read about our company vetting and read about me. So everything is in the website. You can see it there.
Amazing. And I'll be in touch. I'll be sending my Roma Leaf products to, well, whatever reportings I need to provide your way. So hopefully we can pass through your sustainable process. Thank you so much. Thank you and good luck.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.